hurricane season is winding down and temperatures beginning to cool off, and that means it is fall agritourism season here in South Carolina. To tell us more about it, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and tis that season, Commissioner, where things are getting busy once again, folks heading out to farms and wanting to look for some good family fun.
Well, you're right, it is the fall. I think it was 44 on my thermometer yesterday morning, because that was before daylight, but it is time to get out there and enjoy the crisp fall air, and got plenty of places to do it in South Carolina from one end to the other. You know, the thing is, now we have over 450 agritourism farms that people can visit, and I can remember, this is maybe telling how long I've been sitting in this chair, I think we started with 30, then I can remember when we had 80 reporting in, but our staff has done a good job working with the agritourism folks, and they got quite the organization, and you're right, it's time to go out and enjoy it. And I visited last week with a good friend of mine over from Black's Peaches in York, South Carolina. Arthur Black said they were busy, but all of them having to follow the protocols that are necessary to keep the spread of the virus in check. But at all the places across the state, no matter whether it's down with my friends at Boone Hall in the corn maze, or you head all the way up to Hidden Pastures in the upstate, you get a great family outing, plus education, and just a good way to spend some outdoor time.
Yeah, and the weather is just about perfect for it, as you mentioned right now. And there's so many things to do across South Carolina with agritourism. Folks are looking for things, I think, just to get out of the house. We've been cooped up. And this is such a great way to have a great outing this fall. And I can't think of a better way to do it, but we do want everybody to be safe and follow the proper protocols. In spite of having a good time, we don't want to take any undue chances.
Yeah, that's right. They're all using the CDC guidelines, but again, using those opportunities for some education, some great activity, obviously. And it sort of precedes the holiday season. Once things get started into Thanksgiving, and of course, we don't know what Thanksgiving and Christmas are going to look like this year, but we know that we're still going to be thankful, and we still know we're still going to celebrate Christmas. Mm-hmm. So agritourism is sort of a great way to kick off that fall feeling in South Carolina.
And I have to ask you, I see here on my notes that you mentioned Hidden Pasture Farm. They have a unicorn farm. I have to ask you, are they growing unicorns there? What are they doing?
Well, we'll just throw that out as a tease and say you better get out there and see. If they do, I know my granddaughters will want to go up there, because that's all, they're all about unicorns. So
better be rainbow colored too.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right, the whole nine yards. So maybe we'll make a trip up there and just see, and then report back. But they're all our agritourism operators are getting very innovative, very entrepreneurial. You name it, whatever it takes to, and now getting competitive with over 450. So. You got to have that edge, and if you can grow a unicorn that's rainbow-colored, then I believe I'd put it on my website.
Absolutely. Speaking of websites, you have a website there with the department that will help direct folks to some of these agritourism sites. What is that address?
That we do. It is simply SC Agritourism, just spelled just like it sounds, .org, not .com, but scagritourism.org, or Jackie Moore, who's done a great job with the these folks for many years now. You can reach Jackie at 803-734-2144, and she probably knows them all by heart to tell you where to go.
Agritourism season for the fall, it is in full swing. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.